Good morning. Thank you guys for allowing me to be here. It's a pleasure and an honor. Anytime that I get a chance to speak about the pregnancy center or life, I jump at the chance. That is my passion, my heart. Everybody probably knows this scripture, but I like this scripture particularly in the Passion version. It's Psalms 139. You formed my innermost being, shaping my delicate inside and my intricate outside, and wove them all together in my mother's womb. I thank you, God, for making me so mysteriously complex. Everything you do is marvelously breathtaking. It simply amazes me to think about it, how thoroughly you know me, Lord. You even formed every bone in my body when you created me in the secret place. Carefully, skillfully, you shaped me from nothing to something. You saw who you created me to be before I became me. Before I'd ever seen the light of day, the number of days you planned for me were already recorded in your book. Every single moment you were thinking of me, how precious and wonderful to consider that you cherish me constantly in your thoughts. Oh God, your desires for me, toward me, are more than the grains of the sand on the shore. When I awake each morning, you're still with me. I love that. And that is really, in a nutshell, of who we are at the Pregnancy Center of Grand Junction. We, for those who don't know, we are a faith-based pro-life organization. We have women coming in to our center who find themselves in an unplanned, unwanted pregnancy, and we speak life and truth to each person. You know, it's interesting. Sometimes we don't even know the impact or even if they're even listening to us, but we actually just did a video last week. I'm sorry, it was the week before. And one of our current clients, they interviewed her, and she was considering an abortion, and I had the opportunity to speak to her. And it seemed to me, in my eyes, that what I was saying to her didn't penetrate her heart at all. But when they interviewed her, there was one thing that I said to her, and that was that they're finding out that if she has an abortion through the abortion pill, that it's much more likely that she will either hemorrhage or that she will become infertile. And she knew she wanted to have other children. So she actually took what I said, and she investigated on her own and found out that what I said was the truth. That changed her mind. And so, praise God, there's a little boy now here because of that. Not because I'm powerful, because I'm not, but God is powerful. And if we allow ourselves to be available to God, he will use us. He just wants us to be available and willing. So from our perspective, we are going to do that. We accept no government money, and since we are faith-based, I encourage all of my volunteers to speak to our clients about God. Otherwise, we're not any different than any other governmental service out there. So what makes us unique is that we bring life to our clients. All of our services that we provide, we bring God into it. We have parenting classes for our clients who decide to keep their babies, and they can shop for their babies in our boutique, our parenting classes. Then if they go through the whole series, they can purchase whatever they want brand new off of Amazon, up to $300, so they could get a car seat or a brand new crib. You know, pro-life movements are sometimes judged saying, we encourage our clients or the ladies to have their babies, and then we're saying, okay, you're on your own. We are not those people. We are going to support her no matter what her decision is. Obviously, our desire is that she has her baby. And if she has her baby, we are going to do everything that we can to help support her. But saying that, we have a saying at the center, and Leanne, you know this well. That saying is, whose job is it? Is it my job? Is it my client's job? Or is it God's job? If I'm doing the client's job for her, I'm not helping her, I'm enabling her. If I'm doing God's job, he can't do what he wants to do in her, so all I can do is my job. We are not helping her if I'm doing everything for her, so we enable her to be the best woman, the best mom that she could possibly be. For those who don't know, we just recently moved to a new facility, and we're so grateful for what God has done, amazingly so, what God has done. We went from two smaller buildings to one very large building, and it's between 24 and a half road and 25 road right on Patterson, and God did one miracle after another to get us into that place. So our vision this year will be that we are going to start providing Limited ultrasound, we know that she is 8 out of 10 times more likely to give birth to her child if she sees it on ultrasound. So we are going to provide that for her. And we're also going to eventually provide free sexually transmitted infection testing. And for those who test positive, we will do free treatment. Every time we have a chance to meet someone, we have a chance to speak life and truth to them. So we know that we will make a difference in people's lives. When we start doing the STI and STD testing, we will be coming in contact with a lot more men. So we are beginning a men's ministry. It will be women ministering to women and men ministering to men. And again, we'll have parenting classes for the guys, and we want to restore how God has created the family. It is the man first, then the wife, and then the children. And we do that. Some people are called to do that on a legislative level. We are called to do that one person, one family at a time. We know that if we can make our families stronger, our community will be stronger. So please pray for us. I every place I go speak, I say that we are not some little island off by ourselves. We cannot do this ministry without the entire body of Christ. We need people to pray for us. We can't do anything without people praying for us. We need people to financially support us. We need people to donate diapers, wipes, formula, used and new baby clothing, baby equipment. And then we also need volunteers. Please, I encourage you to pray and see what your part is. If you think, oh, I can just pray for you, that's all I can do. No, it's huge that you pray for us. And I would greatly covet your prayers for us. We deal with life and death on a daily basis. And sometimes that's not easy. But I can tell you this. You can't outgive God. Whatever you pour into, God gives you so much. That center is my passion. And I love being there. And no matter how much I give, I always get so much more in return. We also are able to provide, so if she takes the first abortion pill, and then within the first 72 hours, if she changes her mind, there is a reversal of that. And all it is a prescription dosage of progesterone, which our bodies make naturally. And so the cure is natural, and it's 68% effective if taken within the first 72 hours. There's no repercussions to the mother. And there's no repercussions to the baby. And we already provide that. We have three providers in Grand Junction who will do that for us if we get a call. And we get calls from all over the state, even from Utah I've gotten calls. So I'm so honored that we get to do this. And we have providers in Grand Junction. And when I say providers, we mean like OBGYN doctors or nurse midwives who are Christians and also very pro-life, and so we work directly with them. We want our clients to go to them so that they're going to get the very best care. They're going to get ministered to the way that we minister to our clients. We also have a Christian adoption agency that we work with in town, but unfortunately, that is normally our client's very last choice. They say, I can't go 9 months and give my baby up for adoption, but they are willing to kill their baby, which is really a hard thing to listen to. Sometimes I think they don't even understand what they're saying. But we are honored to do what we do, and I have a table back there. I'll have lots of resources if you'd like to come talk to me. Please pray. If you want to become involved in our ministry, I'd love to have you. I'm very, very, and I don't know if this has been mentioned or not, but I'm very, very grateful to add that Matt is now one of our board of directors. He's going to add a lot to our board, and so I'm very grateful. I am accountable to our board of directors, so he's kind of like my boss now. So thank you guys so very much for allowing me to come speak to you, and I'll be available after the service if you want to talk to me. Thank you so much, and God bless. By the way, I love your church.
Can we pray for you up here? Absolutely. Would you mind?
Absolutely.
Okay. We're going to that, okay? Okay. If you guys would want to come up and join me. We're going to just anoint you and pray for you if you're good with that. I actually have oil here. Let me grab it.
We all have oil. We are not foolish.
I love it.
All right. So was this out of James where we, okay. And I'm Wendy. I've met you before. Yes. I'm one of the pastors here.
And I used to go to my Sam church in Denver, so I understand.
Oh, yeah,
Yes.
Good. Very good. Mm-hmm. Do you want to pray or do you want me to?
Yeah. All right. Father, we just thank you so much.
Thank you for Val. Thank you for her willingness. And like she said, it's nothing special about her, but it is her obedience to step out in faith every single day, Father, and to carry the load of this center of the burdens of so many stories, so many women and children and their families and men that she touches on a daily basis, the volunteers that she manages. There's just a lot. And so I thank you that you have strengthened her for this task and that her source is you. And when she feels low, when she feels weary, Father, that you would renew her strength, that you would lift her eyes back to you, back to why you've called her into this. So I thank you, Lord, that you have given her such passion and such boldness. And we just bless you, Father, for the provision of this new center and the beautiful building and so much space and all of the amazing things that we know you want to carry out through this space. And we thank you how you confirm your will to your children, Lord, through your provision, and that you'll continue to provide for many years to come. And of course, it is the cry of our heart, Father, that abortion would just no longer be a thing in our country. But until that day, we praise you, Lord, for the Pregnancy Center Ministry. And not just this one, but we know that there are centers all over the world. So may they all be fruitful. May there be provision. May you wake people up in the communities that they need to be supportive. They need to volunteer. We need to pray. We need to give money. All of the things that she mentioned, Lord, move on the hearts of your people. In this way, and I thank you for the partnership that is happening here as well, and it would continue to grow and flourish, and other churches in our valley as well who've maybe not been inclined, Lord, that there would be a turnaround as well. So we just praise you. Thank you for Val. Thank you for every person, Lord, who's put their hand to this ministry. May there be a hedge of protection about them, Lord, and their families, and just a reprieve from the hard things that they deal with on a day-to-day basis. May they be able to leave those at the center and leave those at the foot of your cross and be able to walk away and enjoy the other parts of their lives as well. So I just ask all of these things in Yeshua Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Can I add something?
Yes. Yahweh, I want to thank you and I want to praise you for this awesome woman of God that you have restored the years of locust of Eden in her life. That we would be the Ben and hers, that she would know that we are her Ben and her hers, just like you provided for Moses, that we would uphold her hands and those that are on the front lines with her, Lord, because it is frontline business. And Lord, we thank you that we do not wage war as the world wages war, but we have been called to speak forth the truth in love, to minister and not to manipulate, to be huge, to step aside and allow you to work your good and perfect will. And when we forget that, Lord, which we do because we're still human, Lord, and we want to help so badly, so help us to stay focused on you, always on you, Lord. May we be encouragers, and may we, again, speak forth the truth in love. And against, there is nothing against you, Lord. So no weapon formed against Val or the center or all of us can prevail. You already know the beginning from the end, and I read the end of the book, and we win. May we live as winners and not defeaters. May we not have our own agenda, but seek you in all things, for you did form us. You formed us even before we were known in our mother's wombs. Even for those of us that chose death, Lord, I pray for that healing over these men and women that partake, not knowing or knowing, as in my case. So I just leave it into your hands. Your word says to confess our sins one to another. So we leave it into your hands, and we thank you, and we praise you, and we give you all the praise and all the glory. Thank you that you are the banner over us. In Yeshua's name, amen.
Thank you, guys.